You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Snowfall has slowed down.
Music of the stars for December.
And the snow has stopped here.
It's freezing.
Jensen. Welcome back around till midnight. That's Chinese style. High noon. High noon. On the Civic Media Radio Network. And all over the world, civicmedia.us.
Come inside, love, into the world.
Salon guitar. Music of the stars. This is Michael Bublé.
Who loves you
tender like I do, and you'll never find, no matter where you search, someone who cares about you the way I do. No, I'm not bragging on myself, cause I'm the one who loves you, and there is no one else. No, no one else. And you'll never find, it'll take the end of all time, someone to understand you like I do. No, I'm not trying to make you stay, babe, cause I'm the one who loves you, and there is no one else. No, no one else.
No one else. You're gonna miss my love.
You're gonna miss my.
Loves you, baby. You're beautiful.
Here's Josh Jurin out of Chicago and his orchestra. What a band.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless she loves you. All the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. Tallest tree is, that's how it's gotta feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes if it's real. When somebody needs, it's no good unless she needs you. All the way. good or lean years, and for all the in-between years, come what may, 'cause who knows where the road will lead us. Only a fool would say.
Josh Jarr in the orchestra. That's Josh on lead trumpet. Tim Reed Jr. on vocals. That's Sammy Kahn, Jimmy Van Heusen. Oscar winner, best song. The Joker is Wild, 1956, Frank Sinatra.
I'll keep you warm in December. Warm when the cold breezes blow. My arms so loving, a kind of oven to melt the sleet and snow. This heart that glows like an ember longs to be loved just by you. So then you'd keep me so warm in December too.
snow came down, covered all the town that winter night. The wind was cold, yet our hearts were bold that winter night. While walking home, our noses turned from red to blue. So who could blame me if for warmth I clung to you? We kissed alone, frozen to the bone, that winter night. But when your lips met mine for the very first time, they tasted right. Deep in the drifting snow, I felt your glow, melting all my lonely fears, as we fell in love on the best winter night in years.
Winter Night by Jill Jensen, Jack Gressel on guitar. Let's take a look at the radar map. The snow belt is moving south. An hour ago, it covered the state line south of Wisconsin. The Wisconsin-Illinois border is the northern limits of that snow now. So it'll be kind of quiet for a while, but we've got December and music all the way straight on through the month.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Bah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine, fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack.
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
Well, what does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're burying your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. While you can be enterprising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap,
3 cans of peas,
2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires,
4 quarts of gin,
3 cigars,
2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild, 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 mild.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Oh, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
Just so you're mercenary, too.
Buy an ad and show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug in for yourself. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers. Boy, don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. With newspaper ads,
billboards too,
business Christmas cards,
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe, o'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Deck the halls with advertising, what's the use of compromising? Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
This is the season. My name is Wensley. My partner is Frank Jones. The chief is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve, they brought in a guy named Grudge. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus. 4:35 p.m. I was working the holiday watch at a homicide with Frank.
Hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I come down. You too, Frank?
Always do. Hung it up early just in case I have to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out when Santa Claus comes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you gonna do tomorrow, Joe? What you gonna do on Christmas? You got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're gonna have Christmas dinner. You know, all the trimmings.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe, chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
All the trimmings. Cranberry sauce. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Ever notice what, Frank?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Mm-hmm. Scallions.
Anytime after two, Joe. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them carrot sticks. You know them little carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Olives, pickles, scallions.
Mm-hmm. Let's not go through that again.
Love to have you. Go through what again, Joe?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh. You noticed that too, huh, Joe?
Homicide Wednesday. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
What's the matter, Joe? What's the matter, Joe?
Bringing a guy in a 409-6325-096704.
You mean?
Yeah. Guy don't believe in scallions. I mean, Santa Claus. 6:29 p.m. We questioned the guy who didn't believe in Santa Claus, a guy named Grudge. Says here your name's Grudge, is that right?
Yeah.
You said you didn't believe in Santa Claus?
It's hard to believe what you said. Did you really say that?
Sure I said it. How do you know there's a Santa Claus? You got a picture of him?
No, no mugshot.
Any fingerprints?
Mm-mm, no latent prints. I just know that's all. It's like saying there isn't an Easter bunny.
That's another guy there ain't know of.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's your story, mister.
Joe, he just said that to make me feel bad, didn't he? There really is an Easter bunny, isn't there, Joe?
Listen, Grudge, didn't I pick you up 3 years ago in 1492 for not believing in Columbus?
Yeah. I don't believe in Cleveland or Cincinnati either.
How about Toledo?
I ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Okay, mister. I get the picture now. You don't believe in nothing, do you?
Nothing. And you want to know something else?
What's that?
I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk right out of this room. Because you guys ain't got nothing on me. There ain't no law against not believing in Santa Claus.
There is in my book. Let me tell you something, mister. I'm going to prove there's a Santa Claus if it takes me all night.
Pretty funny. The police department's got nothing else to do.
Let me straighten you out, buddy. This one's on Frank and me. Right, Frank? Right, Frank?
There really is an Easter bunny, isn't there, Joe? You know, hippity-hopping down the bunny trail.
I took Grudge over to the helicopter, got in, flew around the city for hours. I showed him department stores. What's hurrying in and out of those department stores, Grudge?
Happy people, but I ain't impressed.
I showed him stockings. How are those stockings hung, Grudge?
By the chimney with care, but I didn't hang none up.
I showed him children nestled all snug in their beds. What's dancing in their heads, Grudge?
Visions of sugar plums. But you ain't selling me. There ain't no Santa Claus.
He still didn't believe. There was only one thing left to do. My job, get to the North Pole. 11:45 p.m. We arrived at the North Pole. I set the plane down. We walked over to Sandy's workshop. Rang the bell. Pardon me, sir. Can I ask you a few questions?
Why, sure. Just tickle me to death.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a brownie.
What are you doing at the North Pole with a southern accent?
Well, the boss sort of ran short on help this year, so he had to recruit a few of us brownies from the South Pole.
Mm-hmm. That figures.
What a waste of time.
Could we talk to your boss, please?
Oh, he's out. You would come on the one night he's out in the whole year.
Mm-hmm. What's your particular job, Mr. Brownie?
My boss has 8 tiny reindeer. My job? Feed them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. What do you feed them?
Well, most times I fix up a little plate of relish. Olives, pickles, and them carrot sticks. You know them little old carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
And scallions.
Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
How do you know?
Just a stab in the dark. The little man showed us through the workshop.
My boss will be back for the second load pretty soon. Say, would you all like to hear an interesting story?
Yes, sir.
Will you see that huge pile of presents over there?
Mm-hmm.
Man, look at all that stuff.
Would you believe it? They're all for the same man, been piling up here year after year.
Why didn't the guy ever get them?
Yeah, why?
Because he didn't believe in my boss. You know the rules.
Mm-hmm, we know.
I don't suppose there's no chance that this guy can still...
get the presents? Oh, sure, he gets them all the minute he believes. But I don't suppose he ever will.
Too bad about that guy. What's his name?
Don't say it. I don't want to hear it.
Come on, Mr. Brownie. What's his name?
His name? Grudge.
The Brownie saw us to the door, wished us a Merry Christmas. We were heading back to the plane when it happened.
Hey!
Yeah, Grudge?
You know that guy I said I didn't believe in?
Who's that?
Santa Claus?
Yes, sir.
You think I'm too old to change my mind?
You're never too old, Mr. Grudge.
Well, then I believe in Santa Claus and Columbus.
How about Cleveland, Cincinnati, and the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, them too.
And Toledo?
I still ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Look, Grudge, up in the sky. He's coming back for the second load.
It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus!
There's the only guy I know can make everybody happy in one night.
Yeah. He must have the biggest heart in the whole world.
That's about the size of it.
The living legend Charlton Heston reminds us of his early Christmas.
Almost 100 years ago, the editor of the New York Sun got a letter from a little girl. She wrote, Dear editor, I'm 8 years old. Some of my friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says if you see it in the sun, it's so. please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? The editor's answer was printed on the front page of his paper. It's been reprinted tens of thousands of times since. This is what he wrote. Dear Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They've been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They believe only what they see. They think that nothing can be which their own little minds can't comprehend. Virginia, in this great universe of ours, all minds are little. Man's a mere insect, an ant in his intellect, as compared with the boundless world about him. Virginia, Santa Claus exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. You know that they abound and give your life beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary this world would be if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make this existence tolerable. We'd have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to watch the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus, but even if he didn't see him coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus. That means nothing. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. That doesn't prove they're not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders unseen and unseeable in the world. There's a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man that ever lived could tear apart. Only faith, poetry, love, romance can push that curtain aside and reveal the supernatural beauties and glory beyond. Is it real? Ah, Virginia. In all this world, there's nothing else so real and abiding. No Santa Claus. Thank God he lives and lives forever. 1,000 years from now, he will still make glad the heart of childhood. Oh, yes, Virginia. There is a Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas to you.
That's a real one. Thank you both. God bless you.
Thank you.
Great Falls, Montana, and a salesman from places unknown says unknown.
All right.
All huddled together in downtown Toledo to spend their big night all alone. You ask how I know of Toledo, Ohio. Well, I spent a week there one day. They've got entertainment to dazzle your eyes. Go visit the bakery and watch the buns rise.
Poor old Toledo. That was Stan Freberg with that. Dawes Butler. Billy Mays Orchestra. It can always be worse. Here's Giselle McKenzie.
Autumn in New York and April in Paris are no longer chic. Winters in Mallorca and summers in Capri are gone, so to speak. The people who have the wherewithal have found a new place to have a ball. They deserted the Champs-Élysées. The Piazza d'Espagna is no longer gay. They give their thanks to Fairbanks, Alaska, April in Fairbanks, there's nothing so appealing. You feel your blood congealing in April in Fairbanks. Bright Arctic moonlight illuminates the ice floes, and everybody's breath shows in Fairbanks. You've never felt the charm of spring until you hear a walrus sighing. The air is perfumed with the smell of blubber frying. April in Fairbanks, you suddenly discover a polar bear's your lover in Fairbanks. Heavenly weather will turn your skin to leather and lock your jaws together in April in Fairbanks. Sweet Arctic breezes will sing you a cadenza and bring you influenza in Fairbanks. I leave the rain to the folks who like a fancy palace. Give me an igloo and the aurora borealis. April in Fairbanks, you suddenly discover a seal just stole your lover in Fairbanks. Simply can't believe it. I know I'll never leave it alive this April.
Thank you very much.
Giselle McKenzie, here's Tony.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzels with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Music! Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
Somebody tell me what I'm gonna do. My poor old gums are black and blue. The turkey's on the table, but I just can't chew. And this ain't a very Merry Christmas. Sure is hard, I can't even chew it just a little. Christmas Day, all I can say is pass the peanut brutal.
Oh, that's brittle.
Oh, Jethro,
uh-huh.
Without my upper plate, it's brutal. So if you got an extra plate that's laid away, I'll borrow it for Christmas Day. You can send it to me, care of RCA.
And friends, that address is 806 17th Avenue South, Nashville, Tennessee. I don't know the zip code.
And I'll have a very Merry Christmas, cha-cha-cha.
Homer and Jethro, the music of the star. Here's the kid from Brooklyn, Danny Kaminsky. Gordon Jenkins. Material by Milt Schaefer.
Just imagine, if ants were called elephants and elephants ants, I'd be able to squash an elephant. Just imagine, and what would happen if stars never came out, but only went in? Just imagine.
When I grow up, I'm gonna be an actor. I think I'll be the good guy, 'cause people like the good guy. And then I'll catch the criminal, and then I'll decide maybe I ought to shoot him on a spot. And if I let him go, I'll tell him to get out of town before it's too late. I'll fix his wagons. And anyway, if I'm an actor, I'll always get in the movies for nothing.
My boyfriend is a sweetie pie, and I'm the apple of his eye. But he likes Western movies, he really thinks they're swell. And every time the shooting starts, he'll stand right up and yell, "All right, Louie, drop the gun. You're not fooling anyone. So get your horse and start to run. All right, Louie, drop the gun."
He likes Western movies. He likes Western movies.
The movie's over, time to go. He's got to see another show. 'Cause he likes the Western movies. He just can't get enough. He'll jump up on the seat and shout when things are getting rough. All right, Louie, drop the gun. You're When we get out, it's awfully late. You'd think we'd be a heavy date. 'Cause he likes the Western movies. He sees them in his dreams. Instead of giving me a kiss, he looks at me and screams. All right, Louis, drop the gun. You're not fooling anyone. So get your horse and start to run. All right, Louis, drop the gun. He likes Western movies. He really thinks they're so well. Finally took a stand. He thought that I should wed my man. But he likes the Western movies. So this is what he said. When Papa raised the shotgun and aimed it at his head. All right, Louie, drop the gun. You're not fooling anyone. So get your horse and start to run. All right, Louie, drop.
For the stars, the music of the
back after news and weather. It quits snowing. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.